welcome to the Destruction Podcast. Hopefully we're actually recording here.
A little technical difficulty.
Yeah, something's fucked. This is episode 37. Mugsy's sparking up a dupe. I am chaste individual. Does not smoke weed. I smoke cigarettes and drink mass beer. We're going to play Axis and Allies 1942 second edition today. With the freshly painted German tanks and bombers. I painted the fucking rondelles on them and they look like shit, but they make them look a little better. Than when they were plain. Muggsy's going to be the glorious allies, and I'm going to be the hated piece of shit cocksucking Axis.
It's probably the most distorted map.
It's very fucking stretched out, but it gives you a lot of room in Europe. I like it. So anyway, we were just discussing about turn order, and I'm pretty sure we're not going to look up any rules today, people. We're going to fuck shit up like crazy. But I'm pretty sure it's the same as Classic and the old 42. Russia, Germany, Britain, Japan, then America. So Muggsy's going to make his purchases as Russia.
What is this, the third time we played this one?
Yes, this third game? Time. We recorded once, and the second time we didn't record. The first game was a fucking wash. The Axis crushed like crazy. And the second time, the Allies decided that Russia needed to hit Baltic states every fucking round, and the Allies ended up actually winning that game. So after the first game, we thought it was broken. But after the second play, we decided it needed another shot. And today, September fucking 30th,
yep,
is that very day. So here we go. Muggsy, take it away.
The Russians, they start off feeling the pressure already with German territory. Actually marked German territory, West Russia. I don't like that, you know? It's got the word Russia in it, but it has a...
But it starts as German.
Territory. Yeah. I guess it's just time of the war.
Yeah, the borders in Germany are a pain in the ass, too. Just like I the old 42.
The Russian ones are pretty tough, too.
Yeah.
They don't stand out very well. Need to be gone over with a fine point Sharpie or something.
Yeah, when I printed up the original 42 map, I took a Sharpie to all the borders in Europe, ones that were hard to see. On the blown up one, I didn't do it to the original. I'm really wary about doing it to the original map. Someday I'll fucking draw this one bigger and...
It'll look really distorted.
Yes. Could even fucking take the global... Put a piece of tracing paper over the global map. Just outline the continents and all the fucking land. And then just draw the borders like the different games. Like if I made a master tracing of the big global board. Russia, go.
This game is still very new. I'm not sure exactly what to do. This gives me a little bit of time to think about it, I guess. As Dave did say, Baltic States is a big foothold in this game. But very hard to hold, though, since the factory that is adjacent to it for Russia is only worth 2 IPCs, which limits you to only placing 2. And the next closest factory in Russia is 2 moves away, so you have to buy tanks to back up the weekly supported factory. I do not know even the purchasing numbers for this game, so... There's an identification chart down here, so I'm going to take a look. Ooh, $6 tanks. Bombers 10 and 12. Normal. Submarine 6, 7, 1. Destroyers 8. Cruiser 12. Aircraft carrier 14. Battleship 20. Because, like, I'll be buying a battleship for Russia. Very tough. Holy smokes. The Germans are in deep. I need to... push him back somehow. There and there, meaning east. Sorry, west Russia. And the Ukraine, or Baltic states, limiting them. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 units coming into Karelia, Leningrad, if you will. Need to purchase.
I believe that everybody. 6. Leaves me 14 from 20.
Okay.
This game is tough. As Russia's opening move with you surrounding me really badly.
Well, what's it going to be? I'll tell you what it's going to start off with, being another beer. As you may have noticed, listeners, there's only two of us here today. Ray is AWOL. He fucking never showed up, never called. I haven't talked to him since Monday. It's Sunday now.
He's getting his first write-up.
Yeah. So he'll be in the barracks. We'll make him play Italy. Japan's enormous in this fucking game.
Yeah, they are. I agree.
At first glance, you say, oh, shit, look. America went from 4 guys to 6 guys in a fighter in China, but Japan's got shit ton more dudes. What's rough?
Can't even reach you in the Baltic Strait there.
No. That navy in the Baltics is safe.
I can cut you off somewhat. Here.
Yeah.
Okay, this cock here needs to be fucking knocked on and not sucked off.
Do not suck him off. No developments in this game. We just got finishing a carryover from last week. We played anniversary 41. Japan took Moscow because I was a fucking idiot and left Novosibirsk empty and Moscow empty, and he slid a tank from Persia up there.
Oh, yes.
Then I came back and crushed him. No pressure from Germany was the problem in that last game. Terrible fucking dice. Holy shit, Muggsy rolled like crap.
Either that or you rolled really hot, fucking rolling 6 threes all at once.
I don't know. You came out of Germany into Poland.
Oh, yeah.
Fucking yeah, rolled
nothing.
20 dice and didn't hit a thing.
Yeah, that was bullshit. This is a tough opening move, man. You can't spread yourself out, but everywhere, if you don't go everywhere, no, you're fucked.
You gotta hit West Russia.
You sure have to.
And you almost have to hit Baltics. Otherwise, they're going to straight line right into Karelia.
That's not enough. Fuck, this has got to go. We got a 3. I've got 2 threes. Can I do the land without my fighters? And go after his transport? Transport's got to go. That's extra guys you can get into Karelia. 1 and 2 twos against a 2 and a 3.
He didn't show up, eh? That's weird.
Yeah, he was supposed to tell me what to order from that fucking website, too.
Oh.
He wants to get some extra shit from Historical Board Gaming, and he keeps not telling me what the fuck he wants. Because he's awful quiet as a Russia.
Sounds like
that. I'm going into Ukraine, West Russia, and Baltic States. We're going to play with the Turkish Strait closed.
Yes. Don't we usually?
We were rolling for it last time.
Oh, yeah.
But to me, it gives Germany fucking too many options, and they're strong enough as it is. If they can come into the Caucasus from Italy, then it really fucks Russia.
Karelia will still be fucking weak. Holy fuck. Germany's huge to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Ready?
I think so.
Okay.
start in the Baltic State, or Baltic States.
Baltic States. Three infantry and an artillery coming in on an infantry.
2 1-2-2s.
Tank.
Nothing.
Oh, sixes and five.
Off really well.
Got a 2 and a 3. Hit. Hit.
Really?
Yep.
2 2s. Hit.
2. Miss. 3. Hit.
You think he's all right, Ray? He didn't call or anything?
I don't know. Okay. I didn't see him last night.
Very important. 2.
What I heard later. Oh.
Heard what?
Hit. Yes, right, Baltic State. Some bullshit. It's over. It's good. I win.
Yep. Okay. Start over. Yeah, that really takes the wind out of my sail already.
West Russia.
Yeah. 2-1.
3-1. Cerulean.
It's an infantry.
Oh, okay.
3-1s. 2-2s. 2-3s. Holy crap.
No, you didn't get your shit dice out of the way.
Rolling very well.
I got 4 2s. West Russia.
I did those things yesterday, David.
Two hits. Yep, I filled them up or brought them in today. And 3. That was a mess. 2 hits. I don't have the fighter in there. No.
You got your ones?
No. Oh, fuck, I do have a fighter in there. God damn it.
You have a tank left, right?
Yeah.
2 3s, that doesn't matter, good job.
Balls. 3. Miss. Russia down to, or up to. Germany down to. Ukraine.
2 1s. Yes, in Ukraine. 2 1s. 2 2s. Great. That sounded like it went pretty far underneath the table. Missing like crazy.
Mm-hmm.
4 3s.
Got one.
What is it with my first round only hitting ones?
Yeah, I got 4 2s, a 3 and a 4. 3.
So they're charity.
3 hits.
That's bad.
4. 3 hits. Russia's bailing home.
Yeah, not feeling so hot about this open round, that's for sure.
Spread out too much.
Why don't you go that way? I'll let those flames over. Water to fun here. This is better again to talk.
Okay, Russia's done.
Yep.
Germany's up. They took West Russia, they failed in Baltic, and they failed in Ukraine. The cock is strong.
How was your night last night?
Wonderful. Greatest night ever.
Greatest night ever?
Can you ignore the sub?
Ignoring the sub.
That's dumb.
No.
Nope. I'm pretty sure yeah, you're the one that's dumb.
Really? I'm the one going for Leningrad. Round one. Might be foolish. Okay, these guys are coming into Egypt.
Fuck that, you can't come in there yet. I'm gonna kill you with my destroyer for sucking out loud in Germany or Russia.
Oh fuck, that was a terrible round, dude. 1, 2, 3.
Yeah, it was pretty bad.
I can't get any fighters in on your destroyer anymore. Can't fly through the strait.
You can fly through it.
One.
Just to vessels, it's closed.
Yeah, but even then, it's even if I could, it's.
One.
One. Two.
Three.
Three.
Nowhere to land.
Nowhere to land.
Right.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Good, fuck you.
If I had a guy in Italy, I could do it, but...
Hey, by the way, is this actually connected to this water?
Is what connected?
Northwest.
I don't know. That looks like a mistake, but it's a pretty wide mistake, so I'm going to say C-Zone 8 touches Northwestern Europe.
It's like three sea hares, even if they're like Jamaican or African or something.
I don't know if that's right or not, but we're going to call it right, because you don't have an ACAC in Corellia?
No, unfortunately.
Really?
I looked at that, twice.
That's fucking bullshit.
That's what I said. You got to spend $5 on an ACAC first round?
Horseshit.
Bullshit. Maybe if you take a Baltic stage, don't be a jackass.
Well, yeah, if you would have come in a little heavier than what you did. I lose that. What'd you do with your fighters? You didn't bring your fighters into that fight in the Baltics?
No, they went one into each West Russia and Ukraine.
Fool.
Not that foolish, Dave.
Actually, it's pretty foolish.
Yeah, it might be.
My fighters aren't doing anything. So let them cruiser up and bring the subs out. They're fucking useless anyway. These are iffy fights over here in North America. But that fighter can't reach. This is weird, man. Okay. All these fighters have two moves left. This fighter's got one move left. This fighter's got two moves left. Fucking six fighters.
That's insane.
Yeah. Stand put. They're gonna roll up there. Alright. Let's go. I'm going into Egypt. I gotta kill the destroyer first. They'll have no shore barrage. I got four. Miss.
Missed.
Hit.
So did I.
Okay, I got a damaged battle.
Destroyer hits.
In case the Russians want to pick on it.
Maybe.
Excuse me.
Okay, so everybody's on the ground. This is going to be a tough fight. 2-1s and 2-3s. 2-1s. Oh, God. 2-3s. Got two of you. In Egypt.
I got 2-2s, a 3, and a 4. I believe so.
2-2s. Yes, you do.
A 3. And a 4. Hit, hit.
2 hits. 2 threats. Tits up. No dignity, no dignity of man there. 2-3s. Got one. Fuck.
3 and 4. Oh, got one.
Mutually assured destruction. 3. Hit.
Fuck.
Really want you need a 4 like fucking crazy.
Oh!
And it's a 5. Germany takes Egypt.
What a prick and Z.
We'll do these North American waters fights. I got a sub in Washington on your destroyer. 2. Miss.
Oh, I also missed.
Miss.
Hit.
Fuck.
With a 1.
And in off of Canada. Miss.
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 Yes.
Hit.
Fuck. 2 German subs down the fucking shitter.
3 Allied transports.
Oh,
and 2 destroyers.
Fucking Christ. Alive. Okay, up top. 2 sneak attack 2s on your thingamajig. I got one hit.
Alright.
The battleship is damaged. 2 3s for the fighters. And a 4 for the bomber. Oh my god, I missed.
Hit.
It's another sub. Sneak attack 2. 2 3s. Hit.
Miss.
Dude. Okay, that Navy's dead. Now for Leningrad. 6 1s. Got one. 5 3s. Oh my god. The handful of 3s have been fucking nails for me today. That's the third time I've rolled a fucking handful of 3s and hit every single time.
Shut up.
Today.
Nobody cares.
I care.
4 teeth. Got you once.
Oh. I'll take that victory, City.
Yes. I would give it to you. How about that?
2 for Russia. No. Fuck, this is going to be tough. I've been playing Russia all day long. Now I'm Germany, and I'm going to be moving the wrong fucking guys up all day long.
That's okay.
roundeled at. I didn't take my 2 points for Egypt.
23 written down to 20.
Okay, non-combat. It's going 1, 2, 3, 4 into Western Europe. This guy came from Western Europe. He's staying there. One of these fighters has only got one move left. He's going to land in Baltic. The other two will land in Norway. The other three will land in Norway. Those guys move forward. Actually, one of these fighters, instead of going to Finland, is going to land in Ukraine. German units move to Paris. He goes there. Instead of Norway, all the fighters are going to land in Northwestern because you can hit that from Canada. Or France. As they say in France. Okay, non-com's done. I took Egypt this round and Karelia. And I'm up to 43 and it's easy in this game. No fucking bonuses.
Oh, placing units.
Gotta get your bomber out of here. Out of...
Landing the bomber at home. Placing an aircraft carrier. Oh, Shazbot. Not placing yet. Instead of Baltic, this fighter's gonna land. Instead of Baltic states, he's gonna land in the Baltic Sea. This fighter's new. He will go there in Germany. Red Skull's going to Italy with an artillery. And the rest of the guys are going home. Okay, now Germany's done. Britain, you're up. Oh my god, 52-28.
For what?
Fucking New England. The Bills were winning 21-7 at one point.
Oh, no way.
They lost 52-28. This is an audio podcast, Muggsy. Perhaps you could illustrate your moves to the listeners.
Yeah, I guess I could do that, eh?
But I guess you're not going to.
No.
He's staring at the South Pacific.
Why are the Japanese so huge?
That's really weird, isn't it?
Yes. They're such tiny people in real life.
The irony of that comment.
Yes. Those fucking new games, they made new Australian sculpts, right? With the, you know, the Aussie fucking floppy hat. But they're like fucking 1/8 of an inch taller than the fuck everybody else.
Scale's bigger.
Yeah.
Or they're just really big people down there.
The fucking guy put a picture up of all of the units next to each other, and the fucking Aussie looks like a giant.
That's funny.
I did a good job painting my Australian, so I think, I don't think I'll be using the new ones, since they're fucking Goliath-sized.
Well.
The hats are cool, but...
Thinking about taking an island here. Down in Australia.
New Guinea?
I don't know. There's no objective, that's right. I was thinking objectives.
Hey, coming back for Egypt?
Yeah.
That's bullshit.
Not really.
Hey, you can't come through there. Oh, you're... Ah, oh, fuck, I left that cruiser alone. God damn it.
You did.
I knew I had things to do with those planes.
And you did.
Fuck.
Finally, I'm done my move. Going after your Navy in the Baltic Strait. Going after the Navy in the Med. Trying to take Egypt back.
Yeah.
Taking out your only transport close enough in range for India over in Japan area.
Oh,
I'm going after New Guinea.
No uppity and whatnot.
Yeah, uppity. Offshore barrage at 3. New Guinea hit.
Fucking cock. Listeners,
I've got a 1.
We don't play the stupid, the offshore barraged guy gets to shoot back.
Yeah, that's silly.
Offshore barrage kills instantly.
Off the shores of Shanghai,
I got a 1 for my carrier hit.
Off now he's fucking dead. I got a deuce. Miss.
You did.
Killed my transport and destroyer.
I have in the Mediterranean a cruiser against your wounded battleship for 3 missed.
4 hits. Yeah.
That sucks, boss. Okay, in Egypt I have 3 ones against your 3. 3 ones miss.
I got a 3. Hit.
2 ones. Can't really retreat. Can I retreat?
I got a 3. Nobody that came on the transport can.
One guy walked, so the one guy, either way, it'd be, okay, yeah.
Okay, hit you again.
All right.
So one guy can retreat to Transjordan if you want. Yes. Was it James Bond or, oh, no respect for Captain Britain.
I just. Oh, wait, I still got to fight.
Fight.
Baltic Street. 2 threes and 4. 2 threes.
Fucking boxcars.
For another 6.
Cute. I got a 2, a 3, and a 4. I got 1 hit. A precious British Spitfire. Oh, he takes the Lancaster off. That's fucked. Who does that? And he pulls out. Oh, and he bought an aircraft carrier. Scumbag. Oh, now Japan's got some shit to do. Backing up Sichuan.
Yes.
Glorious.
Pretty much dead anyways, you would figure.
Pretty much.
If you were smart about it.
Well, I've never been accused of being smart.
That's true. Same guy who once lost an empty capital twice.
Shut up! Twice in 24 hours.
Did you lose twice in 24 hours?
Never mind what I lost it twice in 24 hours.
The listeners are interested.
Yeah. Muggsy and I were playing a game of AAA and I left Japan empty. Thought my Navy would protect it. He took it. And today I left Moscow empty. Face to face. And lost Moscow. But came back and won
you
the
did
game.
Win. Yes, you did.
Hey, while you're up. Muffs. Should grab a couple of beers there, sweet tits.
Oh,
all right.
I believe that's all it. Oh, wait. Almost forgot this cock. Won't be pulling it.
Arigato!
Dave, if you. Oh, thank you.
Oh, now I'm pounding all over.
Can't believe I missed completely. Balls. Big balls. Alright, well, I don't see any more of it in non combat. I'm gonna play some like mini bags.
Mm-hmm.
You know what's kind of silly? In this game, I notice it's what gives the allies a little bit of disadvantage, maybe the Axis a little bit of advantage because it is tough to play the Axis, is that from Washington, you cannot join up with the Britons.
That's when right.
In most other games, you can.
Almost every other game. Yeah, there's no C zone that America can move from Washington to adjacent to London.
At backing all. Up shit.
And you can't do it from Brazil either, which you could in Anniversary.
Yes.
It almost compels America to go after Africa.
Yeah.
Because it takes them 3 rounds to go up the other way. Well, you could move up to 10 off of Canada and then shoot over to the France. So you
should
be at prepared 30. D-Day. Yeah, Brits,
down 2 up 1.
Brits start at 31. They are down 2 in Egypt. And up 1 where?
New Guinea.
New Guinea. Oh, you must did move Japan down for New Guinea?
I just did, no. Okay. I'm taking a leak.
Is Take a leak.
Is the door open now?
No, it's not open, but you're going to have to come outside dark because I don't have my keys.
Well, all right then.
All right, listeners, it's Japan's turn. Got $30. $30 to spend. Definitely need a factory on the mainland. leaving me 15. Japan's pretty standard in every game. He killed my transport off of Shanghai, so I've only got one transport on the board. There's British Navy everywhere. So that's going to keep me busy. Maybe I'll buy a couple of subs and an infantry. I think that's what I'll do. Or maybe save $3. Two subs and I'll save $3. Sounds good. Take my East Indies Navy and come up into New Guinea. Oh, maybe not. Yes. Battleship. Fighter and an aircraft carrier on a cruiser and a sub. I'll bring a destroyer in there because of his sub.
Careful what you do, Dave.
I need 1, 2, 3, 4 hits there.
Where?
On the way.
Oh. On the land or in the water?
The water. Have to bring this aircraft carrier in here. Cruiser, bomber, 2 fighters on your Shanghai Navy. Leaving me very weak in my Chinese attacks. This is not cool.
Nice Gil Morgan. Oh, that's just silly.
Oh, this is tough.
That's kind of why I brought that Navy up there. I thought it would make a difference having to split all 3 ways. Oh, you sly devil. Look at you.
Yeah,
sneaking in.
Tiny little spot
there. There is a spot there. A break on
touches.
It's very clear, though. That's not a mistake.
No.
Yunnan is in the waters right off of Japan, almost.
In which case, I will bring the artillery from Kwangtung up into Anhui. And French Indochina's got its dick in the wind for the Brits. And Japan's in a tight spot.
You had a good opening move.
So Britain?
The fucking navy's out all over the place.
That's
so
Britain? Yeah, I thought that might be a good move.
Yeah, there's a navy off New Guinea, a navy off of Shanghai, obviously the American navy off Hawaii. There's a little navy up there. Well, just the transport, which is auto-dead.
Auto.
In the Suez Canal.
Didn't even do its fucking job. Didn't even get Egypt back. You useless
little fucking piece of shit. I'm glad you're dead.
Mm.
Okay, we'll go into Yunnan. We'll do ground fights first, I guess. Oh, no, we can't. I gotta do Navy first. We'll start in Hawaii, then. Because I can't do the Shanghai one until I kill your stuff. My transports can't drop off that. Okay, Hawaii, I got a I don't have a destroyer in there. Is your sub going to submerge?
Or no, he'll do a sneak attack one.
He's going to fight? Okay, I got a sneak 2. No, I don't. I got a regular 2. No, you have
I have a sneak attack one.
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh!
Okay, so a 2 hit. 2 threes. Uh-huh. And a 4. 2 hits.
I've got 2 twos and a 4. 2 twos. Miss. And a 4 hits.
Okay, my sub dies. Nope, my battleship's tipped. What am I doing?
Sub dies, yeah, that's right.
I got 2 hits on you.
Alright. Fucking subs. I hate subs defending on one.
Still yeah, it kind of blows. Oh, I didn't even roll a 1 for my aircraft carrier.
No, for me.
I got a 1 for my aircraft carrier. 2 with a sub. Hit. Sneak attack hits.
Alright, I'm shooting back at you. Well, go ahead with your...
Yeah.
2 threes and 4.
2 threes and 4, right. You're dead. You got a 4, you can't hit my sub. You can hit everything else.
Miss.
Beaut. Oh, that's perfect.
I don't think there's anything perfect about that. It's really, if perfect. You think about it.
Well, it's Japanese perfect.
It's Japanese perfect.
Okay, now up here I've got...
Up here, yes.
3 threes. Yeah, up here. The Shanghai C-Zone. 3 threes and a four.
I think you might win.
Oh, I didn't get my handful of threes hits every time roll.
You're done. I'm already done. I got a two.
I want to keep killing it.
I missed. Nice. I suck defending myself.
Okay.
Oh, happened in the earlier game, too, that we were not recording.
Got a one, a two, a three, and a four. Wow. What are the odds?
I don't know.
One. One, two misses, three hits, and that's all I need.
Yes. Got one.
Look at that. Hardly. Why did you roll both of those dice at the same time?
Why wouldn't I?
Two. You have a one and a three.
Where are you going?
Here.
I thought you were going here.
No.
I don't know. You didn't specify.
It said a one, a two, a three, and a four. Where else do you have a one, a two, a three, and a four?
Nowhere.
That's a one, you've two, two. Twos.
Three. No four. I don't. Yeah. I just looked quick. Shut up.
Okay, you didn't look quick enough.
I got a one, and a one and a three.
Quick. Oh, God.
Oh, no!
Easy!
I just totally fucked shit up.
Look what you did. You suck at randomly throwing dice all over the place. Apparently. Western Europe's a mess now. There's a fucking artillery in Germany, for God's sake.
Give me my artillery back. I'm trying to take my artillery.
All right. And this fucking, look at this. What the fuck?
So angry, Dave. Yeah, why wouldn't I be? All right.
You would be too if it happened to you.
So I missed you. Okay, carry on with that fight that I thought you were.
Ah, this fight. Okay. Got a one, two twos, and a three. Nice. Two twos. Nice. Need a tank. Oh, beautiful.
Rolling for two twos, got two fives. Could barely even miss anymore.
Down one, Japan up one. And in on way, I've got.
Upward and on way?
Is that?
What the fuck is that?
It's five.
Five ones.
Five ones and two twos.
Got one.
Look at all two. The ones. Didn't even need my twos.
Sometimes. Two twos. Missed very badly. Very badly. You're kicking my ass here a little bit today. Okay, I don't appreciate it, Dave. I know I have been winning lots lately. Trying not to gloat about it, but remember when I won all those times?
Yeah, that was great. Aliens in Egypt. Japanese. Oh,
what was it right before Dan went out? 19 times, 19 in a row, he said. He kept saying over and over. Holy fuck.
He won 10.
For like a month, he didn't let it go. Yeah. It was back there. I still don't think I beat that record, though. If that was actually a real record. You know, I thought about what you're doing, Dave, and I don't really like it.
Good.
I think that's from a movie.
Is it?
I believe so.
Was it a good movie?
I believe so. It was real memorable. Can't you tell?
Obviously.
I'm bad with
it. It scarred you for life.
Very impressed with
so much that you can't even stop talking about it ever. Okay. That's Japan. Japan is done. Carry on. USN Day. Japan is at 31. No, I should be at 32. What the fuck? I think I'm moving myself down and you up. What did America start at? 42?
42.
And it's down 2. It's at 40. Okay, so I'm at 32. I'm up 2. No, I'm not. I was in the right space because you have New Guinea. All right, $31. I got it together. Okay. Submarines.
Even a Brazilian factory in this one doesn't work because you can't hit Western or France. France. As they say in France.
France, they say that in France. Alright, do America's turn and we'll wrap up recording and I'll go in and make pieces.
Hmm.
I say. Is there any developments in this game at all, Mr. Hayes?
No. No developments, Mr. Man. Sounds really gay when you say that. No developments, Mr. Man.
Well, when you say it like that.
Yeah. I'm looking up at the revised board that I have mounted on the wall and saying to myself, now that's how you fucking draw borders for a board game.
Yeah, beautiful.
You can see those fucking borders. I like the textured sort of stuff they got going in the last few versions of the game, but there's nothing like flat fucking colors. Like fucking solid green for America, gray for Britain, or for Germany, and beige for Britain. Orange and red, like, you can't fucking make a mistake on what's what.
I concur, Mr. Hayes.
These new borders are shit. And what's up with fucking Newfoundland and Labrador?
Alright, I have my fighter. This is probably the first time we played this game where we actually have...
Yeah, I couldn't go after that territory, man. It was too strong.
Because I put that extra four from the UK?
Well, yeah, and I had to use my fighters. For all the other stuff to take out the fucking navies. So I couldn't use any fighters on the ground. If I had fighters on the ground, I would have went after Sichuan, but I could not.
Not really what I want to do, but you're forcing me to. I'm going to the Hawaiian Islands. Just outside on the shores.
That'll work out good for you.
A battleship, a destroyer, two fighters,
and a bomber.
Unfortunately, you have a sneak attack. Oh, no, you don't, because I got a destroyer.
You have the destroyer. My two turned into a one, and my one turned into a two.
Nothing worth anything going.
But my threes turned into fours. And my four's probably going to turn into a chunk of coral.
Everything goes well.
Where?
These fucking cocks from Washington. Dig all of that, actually. Oh, nice.
Yeah.
That's pretty nice.
I should have threw both of my subs at that destroyer fleet.
Two infantry and artillery. Yep. And a tank into Africa. Just at the northern part. Algeria.
And he said to himself, oh man, I gotta get away from the bear.
I hope he don't. He's gonna chase me.
Oh, I see Germany having to buy a lot of fucking planes in the future.
They already have a shit ton. It's crazy.
I don't think they're gonna have very many left after that fight.
Hey. What's with the fighter in Egypt?
He had to kill that transport and land.
Did he land
Egypt.
There? Yeah. Coming from what, 37?
East Indies.
One,
two, three, up to Suez and then land in Egypt.
East Indies. Couldn't he have just gone 1-2?
I suppose he could have gone 1-2, but he didn't have anywhere to land except for Egypt. Either way, he flew.
Enough. Well, he could land in Libya.
I suppose he could have made it to Libya, Muggsy.
All right. Oh, wait. Ooh. I could take a three on your three and hopefully kill some shit. I like that idea. Why not?
Coming out to kill my transport. My only transport left.
Well, hopefully.
Heartless piece of shit.
But not just a transport, but a cruiser as well.
Why does the scoreboard on this fucking board go up to 90? Who the fuck is going to be collecting 90?
Because you can't double up. Like, you can. I guess you could. I don't know.
The new fucking Global's got that fucking bullshit thing on it, too. But each one goes to 40. So you got two 40 scoreboards.
The scoreboard.
It's fucking dumb.
The scoreboard border?
Take the fucking scoreboard off of the goddamn map. For Christ's sake, it's one extra piece of cardboard you gotta print
and
to make a scoreboard.
And put the fucking information at both corners.
Both sides. Nobody fucking plays on one side of this board. You need the goddamn mobilization zone on both sides of the fucking map.
I agree.
For fuck's sakes.
We should make this board.
We should.
All right.
Ready?
I believe so.
This is America's turn, people.
It is. Hoping to fucking do some damage.
Coming to the closing moments of this very short episode.
We will start over in the Hawaiian waters.
All right.
And I have a 2. Hits. Which hits. I have 2 3s and 2 4s. Hit.
Oh, fucking shit.
And 2 4s miss. Miss.
Oh, the 4s miss. Good. Good old reliable 4s.
Yeah.
I got a 1, a 2, and 3 4s. A 1, a 2. Good old reliable 4s. 2 out of 3.
Well, if you talk to me, love.
Things, man.
I got you tree time. Shit is dying.
Yeah, and 2 of them are 3s.
1, you got me 2
times. What was your
time?
First? Oh, you're... Okay, I can take that. I can take the sub out because you're destroyer hit, right?
Yes.
Okay. So...
You have to take a plane.
Yeah, I guess.
Do you? Does it have its full movement at the end of it? Can you land here?
No, I'm on defense. I can only land one.
Yes.
So if you pull out,
yes.
My plane battleship dies. Survives, but my plane dies. It's up to you.
I have to pull out with all, right? I can't.
Yeah, you can't retreat some. There's no summer all.
Oh, you gotta die. That's all it is.
I'd press the attack. You'll lose something, but no big deal.
2 3s. 2 4s. Oh,
new hit this time. I got 2 4s. 1 hit. Fuck. I had a chance to kill some fucking shit, and then I killed a little shit.
I can afford to burn a fighter. And we'll...
Did you collect for Britain? You have a habit of not collecting.
I did. No. Britain did collect. Yes,
good.
I did.
Good job. Yes. Good job, Haas.
Oh, wait. Still got a battle. So, right here.
Morocco.
Yes. Here is in Morocco. I've got a 1. 2 2s and a 3. 2 2s. Oh, and a 3 to get him. Nope. You got a 3 shot.
I got a 2. Hit. I missed it.
1. 2 2s. Gotcha.
Dead. Oh, I got you that time. Killed 1, Joe. Alright. American
I don't know if you get this guy like a lot of people
in.
Do.
The cruiser comes out of 19 up to
Washington. Oh, I gotta
slap
a fucking Hoojack up on there and take a point.
From Germania.
Brings us within a difference of 1. This guy will go 1. This guy's got a movement of 2 still. Oh, he's still got a fight.
A fight.
I got a 3. Shores of Shanghai.
Fighter on a cruiser and a transport. Hits. Cruiser misses. Fuck beans.
That is beautiful. And keep him as defense. At a 4. Oh. Flying back to Szechuan. Fucking sticking to me. Now placing unibags.
Any more fights?
No.
How convenient. I gotta buy some transports for Japan now. Place an aircraft carrier. San Francisco.
Destroyer as well.
And a destroyer. Transport in Washington.
With infantry and air.
America
loaded.
Took Morocco.
Whittling this fucking Russian Navy. German. Japan. Japanese Navy like crazy.
Yeah. Haven't got much left, but I can bring it home.
That reminded me of 42, actually, when you have that and you got to take that one.
Yeah, except it's protected.
But it's protected.
In this game with the...
And it came back with the same protection, I think. Right?
No, a cruiser. The
cruiser?
I brought the cruiser down.
Destroyer was there before?
Yeah. Oh. Destroyer came down to New Guinea. Help out. I got same size Navy as you. Except you've got a transport and I've got 2 subs instead in the Pacific. But I got
a wounded battleship as
well.
I'm
going to suck it all back home.
You could kill my wounded battleship.
Yeah. Next round, I'll stick my subs on that, but
That's the end of this episode.
Your subs can't reach.
Oh, fuck, they can't.
No, you have to bring your other Navy.
Yeah.
From New Guinea.
Son of a bitch, I didn't want to do that.
We could bring a destroyer. Just a destroyer, maybe. I don't know if you want to fucking risk it. But just your battleship.
No, that'd be dumb.
Yeah, but then it's you're still swapping a dead battleship for...
fuck, I can't reach Hawaii from Japan.
You cannot.
Son of a bitch.
Game is a little different. I guess this helps. When I was saying earlier, you can't link up with the States and Britain over here on the Atlantic side, but the Pacific side,
you can't
link up over in Hawaii, which is fucking pretty...
Horseshit.
Even in global, I'm pretty sure you can reach, right? Because you have...
with the sea base.
The sea bases, Crazy.
Naval base. Interesting. Anyway, that's enough of our reflections for today. Episode 37.
It's good closure to an episode, though.
Yeah.
What's his name? Fucking, wouldn't you like to be your neighbor? Mr. Rogers.
Very Mr. Rogers ending to today's episode of the Destruction Podcast. Follow us on Twitter at Destruction, where you can get pictures, which I fucking only goddamn took one in this entire episode.
Come on, Dave.
You can
you want a beer,
go to the website, destruction.blogspot.ca, and send us a message there telling us we're cocks or whatever. Or, you know, the greatest thing since...
Sliced bread.
I was going to go more World War II-ish, like the V2 rocket. But
sliced bread was good if you were in the trenches.
Sliced bread is probably better than the V2 rocket, which was very fucking inaccurate. But anyway, Ray's not here, so...
Chug a lug a toke poke. Eat, sleep, repeat.
That's right. Good day.
Muggsy Man signing off.
And David Hayes. Good day.